Welcome to the Shofar Stellenbosch Sermon Series. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.
God, as a church this morning and as every individual together in unity, God, we want to tell you, Lord, that you are our King, you are our Savior. You are our provider. You are the beginning and the end. And God, we want to acknowledge, God, that everything that we are, everything that we do, everything that we become is because of you, Lord. And God, we want to acknowledge this morning, God, that we need you, Lord. And God, we want to humble ourselves. We want to bow our hearts, God, and we want to say, Lord, that we are fickle and we are unworthy and we fall short. But God, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus that allows us this morning to enter into your presence and becoming worthy of your presence. We worship you for that, Father, and we pray that as we receive your word this morning, God, that the Spirit of the Lord will hover over us and work within us. And Lord, that we will cry out, Abba, Father, knowing, God, that you are our everything. And Father, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of how well or how terrible it is going with us and in our lives, God, regardless of our many questions and our lack of answers, regardless of our circumstances, God, we worship you because you are worthy of our worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. We can be seated. So this morning I want to speak about the pursuit of greatness. So I want to share with you something about myself. I just want to tell you that I just had a little conversation here with CS here in the front. And he said to me, it's very hard when you preach and you make jokes and nobody laughs. I said, CS, I do share your problem. So I tell myself, when people do not laugh the first time, you tell yourself, don't make another joke. Just don't go there. But then before you know it, you did it again and you know, you are really inflicting pain upon yourself. So what I'm sharing with you this morning is not a joke, it is the truth. But I want to just share with you that I am 41 years old now, which I know is absolute useless information. I cannot imagine that anybody here was wondering my age. I know it's useless information, but I want to tell you that for the past year or so, I'm turning 42 this year. For the past year or so, I sensed something within me that I wasn't sure what it was, but it was bothering me like something that I feel, and I'm not sure what it is, but I'm a bit concerned that I'm halfway with my life, and you know, I only have one half of my life left, and somehow that's difficult for me to deal with. So I have a couple of close friends, and you know, I would spend time with one and then the other, and then I would tell them, I think perhaps I might be in a midlife crisis. And all of them, every single one of them, burst out laughing, and they laughed for a couple of minutes, and then they just waved it off. And I realized that you know, God didn't give me friends who they have no plan on helping me in this. I will have to go to God. So I said, God, what is it with me? I mean, honestly, this is pathetic to think that I am in a midlife crisis. This is unacceptable. I always thought that was for old people, and now I am in my midlife and I feel that it's a crisis. And I said, why is this? What is wrong with me? What is going on with me? And then I realized that this is my concern, that before I die, I want to feel that I have achieved greatness. I want to die knowing that I am great and that I lived a great life. And now I'm already halfway, and I'm not sure. In fact, I don't think that I am great, and I don't think that it's that my life, well, I have a very privileged life, but I don't know how great it is in terms of how God would see it. And this is what is bothering me. I don't know if I have enough time left to become as great as I would want to be. And then I had all these questions coming up in my mind, like, but is it a good thing to desire greatness? Isn't only God great? And should we desire greatness? And are some people greater than other people? This is a question, hey? Are some people greater than other people? Are we even allowed to compare people? Are we allowed to say, well, this person is greater than that person, and who is the greatest? And these are things that we think, but we do not necessarily say it. I mean, who of us would go and say, well, I really want to be the greatest? No, we would not do that. We are too proud to do that. But see, when Jesus chose his disciples, he chose men who were simple men. They were not educated, and they were honest, and they were real, which was, I think, much better than what we are. So they had an argument, and I want to read to you from Luke 9, verse 46. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest? So can you imagine this? The disciples are there, and they start reasoning over who is the greatest. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine me and a couple of you standing in a circle here in the foyer before church begins, and I go, guys, I really think amongst us here, I probably am the greatest. And then somebody else says, no, I am the greatest. You know, we are too proud to do that. But the thing is, we think it. Can we be honest with ourselves this morning? Perhaps we don't think I am the greatest, but we definitely have a desire for greatness. And what I want to say this morning is I have wrestled with my midlife crisis, and I realized after wrestling for a couple of months that God honestly wants me to be great. And God wants you to be great. To aspire to greatness is a godly aspiration. And we should. And what I want to share this morning might be basic, some of it, perhaps most of it. But my question this morning is, do you know it or do you live it? Do I know it or do I live it? What we are going to read from God's word this morning, my question is, do you and I, do we know it or do we also live it? And I think we live in a day and age which is crazy. Pastor Fred often says the world has lost its mind. And I just want to echo that. The world is crazy. The world is crazy. And those of us who are raising children right now, I feel so sorry for us. Every generation says this, you know. I remember my parents saying, raising children in this day and age is much harder than it used to be. And now we say it. But I think it's very legitimate for us to say it. Because of social media, because of Hollywood that becomes more and more prominent, because of the craziness in the world, we get very confused about greatness. We get confused. You know, my children are in law school, Stellenbosch, and I go there every day to fetch them. And there are very wealthy people there. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but let me just say it. There are some very wealthy people whose children are in that school. And they have beautiful cars, and they have beautiful clothes, and they've got beautiful bodies. I think some of them never eat, but anyway, that's completely besides the point. And they seem great. And they are good parents. Honestly, most of the parents that I see there they seem really good. They love their children, they care for their children, they are very involved at school. And I look at many people, and I look at their cars, and their, you know, they invite our children to play, and then I see their house, and I think, sure, I shouldn't invite them back, you know, it's not going to, I don't know, this will be a challenge to invite them back, because I get confused about greatness. And I think in Stellenbosch, you can get very confused about greatness. And we switch on the TV or the internet, and we see so many people who seem to be so great. And what we should do is we should come back to the truth. Because what does the truth always do? It always sets us free. It always sets us free. And I believe that our desire for greatness was placed there by God. I believe that every human being, regardless of how we live our lives, deep down there's something that cries out, I want to live a great life. I want to be a great person. And we wrestle many sins and many drawbacks and many things in our past, and we suffer for many things, but we have that desire. And God says, give that desire to me. I want to purify it because I want to make you great. And when we look at the Word of God, there were many people that were, they were